Hi, this is Doug, finally responding to Clatu's challenge to respond to his Season 5, Episode 18 podcast, where he prompted me to make my own podcast to explain the Python code that I sent to his show. I've been bugging Clatu for a while to get into more Python, and I thought this was a perfect opportunity to translate his Bash script into a Python script. His original Bash script would read the first line of a group of files in a directory and write those first lines to another file, which he could then use later. My Python code does the exact same thing. Now, before we get started, I want to say that I have nothing against Bash. I use it in my work all the time. I just prefer to work in Python if my programs get beyond a few lines. Well, let's take a look at the Python code. One of the things that you'll notice if you look at the code of episode 18, you'll see that it begins like other scripting languages, the shebang line, user bin, Python, and Python telling it that the Python interpreter will read the rest of the code and do the work. Now the second line is a comment, which is preceded by the pound symbol. This is also like other scripting languages. Now the third line, import glob. What does that mean? Well, glob, I don't know why in the world the Python developers named it glob. I think they meant globbing file names. But glob is a library that comes with Python. Now if you do any research into Python at all, you'll find that they often say things like batteries included. What they mean by that is that Python, the base language, comes with a lot of libraries that do other work. Glob is one of those libraries. Now we're going to use glob in our code to get the list of files that we want to get the first line from. Now the next thing we do, we have another comment that says create and open the output file for writing. The very next thing, outfile equals open parentheses talk.output comma, W, close parentheses. What this does is it opens an output file into which we're going to write the first lines of the files we're reading. And because it's got the W, it's going to mean we can write to this file. The open command is Python's way of opening a new file in our current directory into which we can write output. And that out file is named outfile. The next line is another comment where I say iterate over the files that match the star dot text. And this is where we're going to start using the glob module that we imported on the third line. Now the next line says for file name in glob.glob open parentheses star dot text close parentheses colon. This line is a loop. In Python, the simplest loop is this for loop, and it loops over a collection of things or a list. In most things, when you're doing code in any kind of programming language where you want to loop over something, you're looping over a collection of things. Python simplifies this idea by always saying, I'm going to iterate or loop over a collection of things. Well, what's the collection? If you look at the glob.glob star.text, we're using the glob library, and then we're using the glob function of that library to gather all of the text files in the current directory that match the Unix pattern star.txt. This will create a list of all the file names in the current directory that match that pattern. The for file name, what that does is it one at a time, it loops over that list, takes each file name in turn, assigns it to the file name variable of the for loop, and now we can use that file name inside the loop. The next line, you'll notice, has a tab, outfile.write, open parentheses, the word open file name, close parentheses, dot readline, open close parentheses. Now, I know that's kind of hard to follow. I probably should have split that up into multiple lines. I'm using a compound statement there. The first thing to notice is that the indentation. In Python, indentation is significant. In other languages like C and Perl and JavaScript, they use the curly braces to indicate scope. In Python, whitespace, the tab in this case, is significant and indicates the contents of the body of the for loop. Anything that's indented under the for loop is going to be included in the processing of the for loop. Now, in this case, what we're doing is we're passing the file name, which was one item from our list generated by the glob module, to, if you look at the innermost parentheses, open file name. Open file name says, okay, take that file name, open it. The default case is open for read mode. Open is an object. We take a method of that object, which is .readline, and we read the first line of that open file. So all we're doing inside the innermost parentheses, we're opening the file name and reading the first line. Then we pass that to the write method of our previously opened out file, which causes that top line of the file name to be written to the out file of our output file. At this point, we're done with the body of our for loop, and we go back for the next item from the list. This will continue until all of the file names that were gathered by our glob star.text function to have been had their first lines read and written to our out file, at which point the program ends. Now that file can be used for any other kind of processing and will contain all of the first lines of all the files that it read. Well, that's it. I hope that was helpful. I'd like to hear back if anybody's interested in getting some more help on Python, and I hope Klaatu takes this as an opportunity to do more Python. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.